This is Jack Sidders reporting for Estates Gazette. I'm joined by Tom Pilkington, EGI Head of London Offices Research, who's just put together the Q3 data for the Loma analysis. Tom, the headline here seems to be that take-up across the first three quarters of the year has already exceeded the entire 2012, but where in particular are we seeing a strong performance?
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head there. The figure for the year-to-date is 9.2 million square feet, exceeding the 8.32 million that we saw last year. If we break it down on a market-by-market basis, then I think that the place to start is the Southern Fringe, where for the quarter there's a take-up figure of 833,000 square feet, which somewhat surpasses the 171,000 square feet that we recorded last quarter. If we look closely at that, then we can see that there's two main components to it. The first is the News UK letting at The Place, which is 430,000 square feet. The second component is the Ogilvy and Made the Deal at Sea Containers House. Take those out, and the figure's more in line with what we were seeing last quarter. Nonetheless, it's impressive. And there are also other significant lettings on the Southern Fringe, such as another letting at The Shard. Away from the Southern Fringe, then, again, the city core continues to do well. We recorded 992,000, so just shy of a million there. Not quite the highs of the 1.4 million that we recorded last quarter, but impressive nonetheless. On a quarter-by-quarter basis, we can see that the West End is up by 51% on last quarter, at 794,000 square feet, so a much-needed fill-up there. It received a late boost in the quarter when Facebook agreed to take just shy of 90,000 square feet at 10 Brock Street. The Docklands also had a good quarter. It's a market that's typically fueled by pre-lets. This quarter it was second-hand space, and it was KPMG taking 205,000 square feet at 30 North Colonnade, and there was also a significant letting there to Shell. The City Fringe and Midtown were a little quieter, but decent quarters for them as well.
Okay, and obviously not all submarkets have the same sort of availability, but it seems like the City particularly has had a couple of healthy quarters, particularly in the context of the last few years. Where are vacancy rates now, and where can we expect to see development starting to be brought forward?
Well, I think if we look at the City core, then the availability rate has dropped to 8.5% this quarter. It's the first time it's dropped below 10% since Q3 2008. So I think that's fairly significant in itself, and you'd expect us to see further rental growth in the city now. With respect to developments, I think it's important that we've seen the new Ludgate development, which is 479,000 square feet, go under construction this quarter. And it's also great to see that those Leadenhall Triangle plans for at least part of the site were submitted. So undoubtedly that's a great thing to see. Elsewhere in the market, the West End, we've talked about it for a couple of quarters now. The availability rate there is low. It's dropped to 5.28% this quarter. And also the City Fringe, that sits at 5.55%. Midtown has actually moved out slightly, sitting at 6.94, but I think that's far from ideal in itself.
Going on to those all-important Agents League tables, now at the start of the year we had the guys involved with the Google deal doing well, so Savills and DTZ posting big numbers. Seen a couple of changes since then. Who's come out of Q3 looking healthy?
Well, there's those usual faces at the top of the table. This quarter for the overall table, it's CBRE topping it, and they've topped it by some way. They've got about 500,000 square foot on their old rival Jones Lang LaSalle. So CBRE finished top with 1.3 million square feet, or we're looking at it in a different way, 32% of market share, and that sits ahead of Jones Lang at 774,000 square feet. I think other things of note in that top 10 would be the entrance of Blue Book. They started out around April of this year, I believe, but already gaining some serious traction in the market. And the boys there previously worked for Jones Lang LaSalle, and they've obviously taken some useful contacts with them. And they're sitting on 306,000 square feet down in 8th place. They acted on the deal at Sea Containers House.
And so are they particularly Southern Fringe focused, or have they got instructions across the market?
They've got instructions elsewhere as well, and I think they've also been acting on 100 New Oxford Street. Elsewhere in the submarkets, Hatton Real Estate continue their good run. It's the third quarter in a row that they've sat on top of the City Fringe market, so I'm sure they'll be impressed and happy with what's going on there. In the West End, that's a market where there seems to be more change going on a quarter-by-quarter basis. But this time round, Knight Frank topped with a 33% market share. In terms of investment, CBRE continue their dominance of that table. They sit on top of the market with 24% market share, having transacted 1.4 million, billion even, of property. And that's some way clear of Savills in second place with 12%.
Brilliant. Tom, thanks very much.
Cheers, Joe.